Finally today, a mystery at the center of London, a loud one. A colony of parakeets has taken over the British capital, feral parakeets. These small green birds originate in South Asia and Central Africa. Nobody knows exactly how they got to London. So are they pesky intruders or an unofficial city mascot? Brenda Salinas looks into that.
All over the world, people keep parakeets as pets. There are dozens of YouTube videos about how to properly care for your parakeet. And yes, parakeets are a type of parrot.
But they are considered one of the more easy parrots to take care of. However, they are still very intelligent.
But in London, if you want to play with a parakeet, skip the pet store and go straight to a park.
In the morning is best to come and feed them. And they're friendly, but they can get a little bit aggressive if you run out of food.
Alicia McCauley moved to London a year ago and goes to Hyde Park every week to feed parakeets. They're landing on her arms, her shoulders, even her head as we talk.
Well, I love birds, and I think it's just really awesome to hang out with them and feed them, and yeah, it's just something fun to do in the city that you don't find anywhere else, really, and they're wild.
Nick Hunt has lived in London a lot longer than Alicia, and he realized that the parakeets were getting louder.
So in the time I'd been in London, which is about 9 years, parakeets had colonized the whole city, having started like 9 years before in southwest London.
He teamed up with photographer Tim Mitchell to chronicle how Londoners feel about the birds. Their book is called The Parakeeting of London.
Well, we found the whole range from love to hate and sort of hope to fear. People projected their own values onto them very clearly.
But before we get to that, let's get to the mystery. How did more than 32,000 parakeets get to be in London in the first place?
There's a lot of urban legends told about these birds.
There's the Jimi Hendrix theory.
He is rumoured to have appeared on Carnaby Street with a cage in his hands and released a breeding pair of ringneck parakeets, Adam and Eve, and they soared away into the sky, and that's where the whole thing started.
But Hendrix wasn't known to keep parakeets. There's also the theory that the birds escaped from the set of the 1950s film The African Queen.
You are a liar, Mr. Allnut. And what is worse, you are a coward.
Coward yourself.
Photographer Tim Mitchell thinks that one is bogus too.
We've fastidiously watched that film and there's not a single parakeet in it, for a start.
The true origin story, significantly less dramatic, the social birds probably escaped from cages and adapted to the city. That's happened in many other places around the world, like Brussels and San Francisco.
Geographically, they have a really broad range. So, you know, they could cope with the diversity of the UK climate. And we love trees. We have loads and loads of trees in the cities in this country.
Pubs, rugby clubs, and even a local craft brewery have adopted the feral parakeet as a London mascot. But some Londoners just see them as an invasive species.
People who don't like them will say they're a threat to native British birds.
The parakeets compete with smaller native birds for resources like nests. But so far, the government has decided not to cull them.
And it was sort of dawned on us that the threat isn't from native British birds, it's from native British people. It's from human activity. The reason why, you know, kingfishers and woodpeckers are in decline isn't to do with a few tens of thousands of parakeets. It's habitat loss and climate change and pollution and God knows what else that we're doing, not them.
London's parakeets also benefit from the warming climate.
So we got into some interesting thoughts and conversations about the meaning of what is native. Does it even make sense in an age where, you know, the climate is shifting to have this idea of native, because different jellyfish are appearing in our waters, different insects. Does that mean that they're not meant to be here? I mean, this band of climate is where they live.
No matter how they came to be in London, feral parakeets are likely here to stay and squawk.
So maybe native isn't where you're from, but where you thrive.
Where you thrive. Yeah, that's a nice... I like that.
Yeah.
Where you thrive, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
For the world, Brenda Salinas, London.
I think I got one!
Each other.
Those parakeets are wild, but they seem to like humans. One of them also perched on top of Brenda's head while she was reporting this story. Check out Brenda, microphone in hand, as she communes with the birds. That's at theworld.org.